This is Kevin Harlan, and tomorrow, the NBA on Prime Crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat-Knicks, Warriors-Spurs. Coverage starts tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, the Dalai Lama album, Patty G and Coffee, and a five-year-old's hole-in-one. You'll hear all that coming up right after this.
Hi, Jess Hooker here.
And I'm Chick McGee. Remember the Off the Air podcast?
I do.
We're back.
What?
That's right. It's on the Bob and Tom VIP section of the Bob and Tom, BobandTom.com.
Yeah.
Just hook yourself up with the VIP and wham, there you've got video of the show in the morning. You've got all the Bob and Tom 24/7 goodies and you get the Off the Air podcast.
Yeah. And you can sign up monthly or you can sign up yearly and save money.
Try it out. And then, of course, you're going to sign up you and your friends for the rest of your life. So do it now.
Yeah. Gift it.
She's a mystery girl. No one knows what she's all about. She's a mystery girl. She says she doesn't have a job, but she drives a Ferrari and she lives in Beverly Hills. She's a mystery girl. No one knows what she does. She's always getting pages right in the middle of our dates. She has to go somewhere right away. She's a mystery girl. And then she pays her tab all in singles. She comes into my car and says, oh my God, you're gonna think I'm a whore. She's a mystery girl.
Mystery.
She comes home really late in the evening, says she's not in the mood for love. She got rug burns on her knees. She's a mystery girl. No one knows where she's been. Once I found these weird fuzzy handcuffs in the top drawer of her dresser. She got a tattoo that says insert here. She's a mystery girl. I didn't say where it was. No one knows where she's been. She told me she was a virgin. Somehow mysteriously she gave me every kind of VD you can name. Oh, the pain from the mystery girl. She's a mystery girl. And every time I call her up, her machine says, Felicia can't come to the phone. But she told me her name was Lisa. She's a mystery girl.
For those of you who always need something extra, well, there you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
That's Pat Godwin in the next building. We got him delivered here via...
Hello.
Is that one of my shirts?
No. That's a good shirt. Thank you.
Is that the one you spilled coffee all over?
This is the one I spilled coffee on. You wanted me to wear another one, but it was just too big.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you spilled coffee on it today?
Yeah, driving in the car here. Boom. All over my...
Well, because you got to understand...
Drive.
Yeah, I was going to say, that drive...
I have less than a mile. I know.
Oh, it's got
to
be...
It's 3 blocks. I used to walk it. I used to... I know, because I lived over there.
Yeah, maybe a full 600 yards.
That's... Come on.
Is it... Were you drinking out of a mug?
You know, I like to have the coffee in the car. I drink the whole thing on the way here. It's my
regimen. I mean, was
regimen.
There a lid on
Wait
the
a minute.
Was
you there... You can drink a whole cup of coffee from your house to here?
Yep. I love it. That's
and,
my.
And you can drink it right out of the pot, can't you? Like hot, scalding.
Yes, yeah, I love it like that. Yeah.
I can't do it. I
hate drinking coffee while driving.
That's my favorite. I don't know why.
And I hate people who drink coffee on airplanes. Oh, God, it pisses me off.
But you know what? It kind of bugs me, too, and it shouldn't.
Oh, that's fine. You've got something that can scald me in my seat
right.
That's being passed over my head.
I'm always like, you can't wait 2 hours.
Yeah, no kidding.
And I'm on my, whatever, fifth cup of coffee this morning, but I'm...
Right.
And when I get my coffee, I don't walk and drink it at the same time, because, as you know, I can't chew gum and walk at the same time.
Yeah, we're aware.
Don't like drinking in the car. That was the introduction, so thanks, everybody. Wait a minute. There's Ace Cosby. Jeff Oskey sitting in over there for the Chickster. He's at the CrazyCockWine.com sports desk. That would be Josh. And there's Christy in the next room. So we're all...
How often do you drink coffee in the afternoon?
Rarely.
Yesterday.
You did?
You'll get like a 2 or 3 o'clock coffee?
I was so sleepy yesterday. I came back. And
yeah.
I went to this friend of mine has this great restaurant. I went over there and I said, do you have any coffee? And he goes, I've got this cold brew, which I had never had, which sounds like booze, but it isn't. And this stuff, I think, is made of rocket fuel and cocaine.
Nice.
I'm drinking some, and you take like 3 sips of this, and you are lit.
Great.
Ready to go.
And you have half a cup of that.
You know, I need it today.
Oh,
I think
sorry.
I once saw Hunter S. Thompson turn that down.
You could put a match to this. It might light. It's just the caffeine.
But you don't have any trouble falling asleep at night after having caffeine?
No.
Okay.
As you know, I can fall asleep anytime, anywhere.
I know. Car running.
In 3 minutes.
Parking lots, yeah.
In my car with it running. Believe me, it's happened. We have Jeff Oskey sitting in for Chick McGee. Comedian Jeff Oskey, and you got a little bit of sports news for us?
Sure. New York has a kettlebell shortage. That's important.
That's what they're worried about.
Yeah, wait a second. Christy, would you please describe the kettlebell?
The kettlebell is a very heavy, depending on, I mean, there are different weight sizes, but it's a round ball type shape, but it has a handle on it.
Right.
So that you can hold it up and swing it around.
These became extremely trendy, what, 3 years ago?
Oh, probably more than that. CrossFit really brought those out.
You ever used one? Feel it.
Oh, yeah, boy. You do.
I mean, it's...
Especially when you do squats with them and do the
swing
up and...
It's weight.
Well, yes.
Yeah, but it's a lot easier to hold on to a kettlebell than to try to do that with a
weight. With a handle.
I sensed that you were poo-pooing them.
Yeah,
no, it's trendy.
Them.
There's lots of...
I think they're effective.
Are you going to be the guy that stands there going, the reason I'm out of shape is there's a kettlebell shortage? Really? You couldn't do push-ups?
I think technically the kettlebell's been around for quite a long time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's one of the older.
It's one of the oldest throwbacks.
It's a throwback, but it's so trendy that...
Who were the lifters that wore the diagonal that used
the
to...
The unitard?
Yeah. The old-time... You
old-timies?
Know, yeah, they lifted kettlebells.
Sure they did. Absolutely.
But there's apparently a shortage... Because I assume it's because gyms are closed?
Yeah, gyms are closed. You can't order fitness equipment, apparently, in New York. After gyms closed due to coronavirus, people scrambled to purchase the exercise equipment from online retailers. Now, everything is difficult to find, especially kettlebells.
Mm.
Effective. You can't just take a couple bricks and put them in your wife's purse and do the same thing?
Because the strap would break and knock you out.
And if you've ever lifted a woman's purse, a lot of times you don't need bricks.
They are.
They get quite heavy, Christy.
They do.
By the way, you can look for kettlebells on Craigslist as soon as the gym's open.
Right.
Yeah, okay. There's
Well, here's some good news. In Florida, a 5-year-old boy hit... A hole in one.
What?
5?
Yeah. William Kelly landed a 68-yard shot on hole number 13 of the Bridges at Spring Tree Golf Club in Sunrise on Friday.
Nice, man.
Kelly said, I hit a 7-iron. It took 2 bounces off the fairway and 1 bounce off the green, and then it hit the flag and it went in.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's all downhill from here, kid.
Yes.
Good luck to you in life.
Yeah.
Well,
You may never do that again.
I have a friend whose four-year-old son plays golf, and they've already sent video to colleges for people have already been. Yeah, I'm not joking. At four.
Good luck, kid.
Yeah, yeah.
You're going to hate life.
No, it's great. No, good for him.
Can you imagine him in the clubhouse afterwards? Run the Capri Suns.
Yes.
He's got to buy a round.
Got to buy a round.
Although, I will say this about a five-year-old golfer. They can get away with wearing the ridiculous golf outfits that adult men wear on the golf course.
Yeah, with those bright colors. And
also,
well, speaking of that,
I was just going to say that apparently, did they quote the kid?
He said his favorite golfer is Phil Mickelson and hopes to one day play a round with him.
Cool. Wow.
That would be how about
there's
that?
A certain luck factor to a hole in one.
Absolutely.
Say.
All right. Yes.
That's
what's exciting
he's
about it.
Well, I'd like to interview this kid's mom. He's 5 years old. I bet he hasn't hit the toilet most shots. I've had little boys. I have three sons.
Oh, man, no kidding.
What am I saying? I work in a building where no one can hit the toilet.
I say they're grown men.
It's unbelievable. It's like there's a pond in that bathroom half the time. Who's responsible
How
for that?
How can you do that as an adult male?
And I never miss because I'm going in the sink. This is an outrage.
exactly right. Do you remember, I don't think it's as popular anymore, growing up, we had carpet in our bathroom.
Sure.
Like, what a horrible idea with three boys to put carpet in a bathroom. That should be illegal.
Now, Christy will back me up in this. First house I ever owned, I thought it was so cool. It was, what do they call it when you can... the one floor walks onto the ground. What is it, like a
walkout
a
basement?
That's it, a walkout basement. It's really cool. Built on a hill, had a nice deck. I was so pleased with it. And the coolest thing was the master bedroom had carpeting.
Yeah.
And I thought, this is so cool.
Most master bedrooms
do have carpeting.
I'm sorry, the master bathroom, excuse me.
Master
bathroom was carpeted, which I thought was the coolest.
I'd
live there for 3 months. I swear to God, I wish I'd taken a picture of it. One day I noticed there was a mushroom growing out of the floor.
Seriously?
So we pulled the carpet. Uh-huh. We had to replace one of the joists. It had rotted through the floor into the, it was a...
That was a big thing in the 80s, carpet in the bathroom. And it went up over, they had the big tubs in them and it would go up the sides and
Then you had the carpet toilet. Kind of cover and the back cover.
You can still get those.
Oh, yeah. So they would never hold the lid up.
Yes.
So you'd have to, would sit there, stand there. So you'd be left hand holding the lid up, right hand holding whatever head you hold there and hosing it down.
Guillotine your balls off.
Yeah. Yeah, that house had some issues. Turned out it had aluminum wiring.
Oh.
If you want to look
Is that a problem?
Did you not have an inspection?
If you want to look up aluminum wiring, look under house fire.
But if you have copper wiring, people steal it. So I stick with the aluminum.
I think aluminum wiring in most states is illegal.
Well, you pay the inspector.
Yeah.
A lot of issues with that place. I'm sorry, where were we? Coming up, we're going to talk with Donnie Baker. We've got Allie Breen on tap for today, and I've got an interesting article for Allie.
And what you do with aluminum wiring, Tom, you just wrap it in asbestos.
Oh, really?
If it does short, then you
That's just, a cheap way to go.
Yeah, exactly. My house is awesome.
Now, Christy, you have actually met the Dalai Lama, and I bring this up because in the news today...
Along with Steven Seagal, who is his personal bodyguard.
Steven Seagal?
Yes. And I've told this story many, many times. The Dalai Lama wasn't feeling very well that day. And I was standing next to Steven Seagal. And Steven had on this, almost like a man's muumuu kind of shirt. But he was packed. Like, there were guns, like, all around his waist and stuff. And he reaches over, and the Dalai Lama's walking by. And he pushes me into the Dalai Lama.
Oh, my goodness.
And he's, like, the Dalai Lama's, like, shaking my hand. I was not going to bother the man. I didn't want... But Steven Seagal pushes me into him. It was very awkward and very weird. Huh. But I got my $250 worth. I got to shake his hand.
That's pricey. Oh, $250?
Yeah, it was $250.
A handshake instead of a kiss?
How much is a kiss?
Remember that old commercial?
No.
A handshake instead of a kiss.
I don't remember that. Was that for Certz or something?
I think it was. Is that the one that was the argument? Certz is a candy mint. Then no, Certz is a breath mint. and then Certz is a candy mint. Certz is a breath mint. And then the person goes, you're right. It's a candy mint. Whew.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry.
No.
Of course, Certz with a Retsin.
Mm-hmm.
which turned out to be the cure for the coronavirus. I
don't know if you knew that.
Oh, they recently announced that?
Retsin.
Wow, okay, yeah.
We were getting, there's not enough retsin in our diet.
That's right, right.
We're all getting this crap.
But the Dalai Lama is a very interesting man.
Well, he's in the news today.
Obviously.
And I think you have the story.
Yeah, he's releasing his first music album in July. Inner World, an album, will feature teachings and mantras by the Dalai Lama set to music and will be released on July 6th, which will be his 85th birthday. A track entitled Compassion, one of the most famous Buddhist prayers, was released on Tuesday. The album was created with the help of musician Junelle Kunin, her husband Abraham, and dozens of their guest musicians.
We have, you
have some of it?
This?
Yeah. Yeah.
This is
Compassion.
Compassion. This is the song from the Dalai Lama. This is the first time. This is the first time we're hearing it.
Well, I don't understand a word.
Oh, right.
He's not even singing.
I'd call that gibberish.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're playing that backwards?
Not in English. Forget
I buried Paul.
That wasn't fair.
Let's get
to the hook.
Okay. This is a clip from Compassion.
We've not playing
it. Do a Casey Kasem thing. he's from Tibet. This is his first one, and it's already number
down
38
number.
With a bullet.
Here we go. Really dance to this.
Wait a minute. Wow. What'd you say, Christy?
That's so relaxing.
No, it's not. It's
yes,
like having
it
a mosquito
is.
In your ear.
No, it's
No. It's like that spa music.
I love it.
That spa music, except it's got a
words.
Mosquito in your ear.
You're getting a massage with a chatty guy doing it.
Yeah.
And by the way, that spa music. Should people be allowed to play that when they're in their cars?
You know, that channel
no
is very dangerous. I agree.
Here we go.
You're just so relaxed.
This must be the bridge, Pat.
Yeah, really.
Middle eight, yeah.
This is the instrumental. This is the solo people go to get a beer.
Guys, this is beautiful.
Jaco Pastorius on bass, by the way.
Is that right?
Jaco. He's long deceased.
Huh?
Oh, my God.
Something about an enema.
Well,
we don't know what he's saying. This could be filthy. This could be hateful.
This is like the menu at a Chinese restaurant. You have no idea.
He could be saying, I never liked the Irish.
Jesus, Dalai Lama. This watch is a Rolex.
I know.
That'll be $250.
He wore a Timex Iron Man. I remember that. You remember those old Timex Iron Man watches?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Good for him. Let's continue. Once again, this is the Dalai Lama.
Must we?
The song is called
I like it.
Compassion.
Have some compassion.
What are you eating? A peanut butter sandwich? Enunciate.
It's a mantra. That's how you meditate. Now he's peeing.
Yeah.
Hey, Dolly, we left your lavalier mic on while you were taking a leak.
We thought we'd add it in.
Leave it on the album. It's great.
Okay. So you're not going to run out and buy the album. I can take it.
Actually, that's the studio version.
Okay, yeah.
Ace, you know this. Nothing like a live album to really, give you the feel of what a great live performance is. We are the first. We have connections. Here in the Bob and Tom Show, we are the first to have the live version of the Dalai Lama.
Oh, this is very exciting.
Let's give it a listen.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's star time at the Apollo Theater. Let's bring him on right now. Everybody, the hardest working man in show business.
The Dalai Lama.
And it kicks in. Crowd's very respectful.
Sure, yeah, it sounds very much like
yeah. Bill Murray doing the intro.
Wonder if it comes
at least part of it there. Sorry, Bill.
Wonder if it comes with the translation, so you know what he's saying.
Wonder if it comes with a hammer.
Come on.
It comes with another CD.
Have some compassion.
It comes with a bonus. Oh, look, here's the Little Feet Live album. Now we're talking.
Waiting for a melody.
Yeah, okay, sorry.
Well,
Christy loves it.
I do like
That's
it.
That's the best kind of prayer when it's in a language you don't understand, because then you can make it up to mean anything you want it to.
There you go.
as Josh says, he could be ordering a pizza.
Yeah.
It's the most, I'm not familiar.
I'm a vegetarian, however, with pizza I do like sausage and pepperoni. Don't tell my brother.
Obviously, I'm not Buddhist. I'm not familiar with the Buddhist prayer compassion, but I'm sure it's lovely.
Kind of hacky not to even write your own lyrics.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, you know, he does a cover on that album, I heard.
Does he?
Yeah, of Camptown Races. You want to hear it?
Please.
So this is the Dalai Lama doing Camptown Races?
Yeah, it's a cover.
I got to hear this.
I must go Tibetan now. Buddha,
oh,
Buddha,
man.
We worship a holy cow on the Buddha day. I am one with everything, Buddha.
A Buddha. Buddha.
Like the pizza I am ordering. I hear jokes on the Buddha day. I am one with everything. Get it?
Yes.
I am real jolly unless you sing hello, Dolly. I hear all these stupid jokes on the Buddha day.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders, ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.